If you have something to thank God for, just help us simply tell him thank you. Come on and sing, Mara.
If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to The Bridge. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. Tonight, you are hanging out with me on this special edition of The Bridge. Holy Week. Resurrection Sunday coming up this week. Not Easter. Resurrection Sunday is coming up this week. I pray that all is well and that you will make your way into the house of the Lord. Not necessarily to the church, but to the house of the Lord, where you are there to give thanks for God for what he has done in your life. Because this is the purpose of Resurrection Sunday. This is the purpose of Holy Week. Whether you're fasting or you're thanking God consistently or things that you are doing, it's not about that furry little bunny rabbit that is being so commercialized. It's not about the chocolates. It's not about the bonnets. It's not about the skirts, the suits. It's not dress up. It's not GQ, and it's not Fashion Week. It's Holy Week. So I want to thank God for allowing us to see Holy Week, because we did not go through all what we went through to be here today, to listen, to be in church, just to turn our backs on God. Because it was God that took us through everything that we went through. God brought us through all those ups, downs, sleepless nights, heartaches, breaks, accidents, sickness, deaths and families, things that have gone crazy in your life. God has been there to hold on to you, to walk with you, to let you know that I am still God, no matter how you think about it, because there are many of us that just go to church on Resurrection Sunday because we believe it's Easter Sunday. And we should do that because Big Mama and Pop Pop brought us up to go to church like that one day of the week. Maybe you went to church on Palm Sunday, but you really had no understanding of what the resurrection of Christ was all about. You just went, and now every year is just a little format to get up and go to church. It's just something to do. You've gone through your life just saying, oh, it's Sunday, let me go and be entertained in church. You have no idea of what really happens in church. You have no idea what God is doing in the spirit realm in the church. Okay, I'm not going to get deep into it. But it's Holy Week. Jesus died and rose again to take away all of our sins and forgive us for all the wrongdoing that we have done, we're doing now, and all the wrongdoings that we're going to do again. And you think that you are just where you are or who you are because it's you? Let me tell you something. I woke this morning and watched the news of the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsing. Could have been any time during the day. Could have been any time during the night. You could have been traveling, going away for what you consider Easter. You could have been working in that area. You could have been on that highway. But you think that you are where you are because you did it all. Resurrection Sunday. Understand what it actually means. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. Tonight, we're going to talk about that just for a little bit. But for right now, we want to give thanks for all that God has done in our lives. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean, and you're hanging out with me on a bridge between just living and purpose on loveradionetwork.com. You know, I can play that song all day, every day. Not so much that it's just the theme song for The Bridge, loveradionetwork.com, but because the song has meaning to it. I thank you for all that you have done in my life. I mean, when you think about your life, and you think about the problems and the issues and everything that has happened in your life, it was nobody but God that brought you through. And it doesn't matter that you had a pity party the night before, or you sat there trying to stuff yourself, or you tried to drink it all away. It was nothing but God that brought you through. Resurrection Sunday, this Sunday, make your way to the house of the Lord. I was talking to a very, very dear friend of mine this week, and she said, I was watching TV, and you know, I got totally sick of seeing these Easter commercials. Easter has become probably worse than Christmas. They just cross out Christ. They don't give you any meaning of what it is. It's all commercialized. They don't say nothing about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't talk about it. They don't show any movies on it. They don't do anything but try to sell you some type of commercial products. Please, just think about everything that God has done in your life. Do not commercialize this Resurrection Sunday. I don't know where the word Easter came from. I don't know if you are a Bible scholar and you found it in the Bible somewhere. Please email me at info@loveradionetwork.com and let me know what's the meaning of Easter Sunday. Not, you know, Resurrection Sunday. Let me know what Easter is, because Resurrection Sunday has a total different meaning. I'm your worldwide host, and you're hanging out with me on the bridge.
Salvation to cars in the driveway. I have a house I can claim. Clothes in my closet. I've got a bed for my head. Shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I've got family when I fall to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God.
It's all God. It's all God. It's all God. It's all God. It's all God. And
if I was just anybody,
I'd say
it's all good.
It's all good.
But I know better. It's all God. But I know better.
But I know that it's
all God.
You know, the Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
It's all good.
Oh.
It's all God.
I don't know what you face tonight.
It's all good.
But I know it's all God.
Just anybody, I'd say.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The resurrection of Christ is a central belief in Christianity and holds profound significance for Christians around the world. It refers to the event described in the New Testament where Jesus Christ, who was crucified and died, rose from the dead 3 days later. Let us never forget the importance and key meanings and implications of the resurrection as I share a few. Victory over death. The resurrection signifies Jesus' triumph over death. It demonstrates that death is not the end and that believers in Christ can have hope for eternal life beyond the grave. Confirmation of Jesus' identity. The resurrection confirms Jesus' claim to be the Son of God. It validates his teachings, miracles, and sacrificial death as central to the Christian faith. Atonement and salvation. Christians believe that through his death and resurrection, Jesus provided atonement for humanity's sins. His resurrection ensures that believers can be reconciled with God and have the promise of salvation. Hope for believers. The resurrection offers hope to Christians, assuring them that just as Jesus conquered death, they too can have victory over sin and death through their faith in him. New life and transformation. The resurrection symbolizes new life and transformation. It represents a spiritual rebirth for believers as they are united with Christ in his death and resurrection and are empowered to live a new life characterized by love, righteousness, and grace. Foundation of Christian faith. The resurrection is foundational to the Christian faith. Without it, Christianity would lack its central message of redemption and hope. Overall, the resurrection of Christ is a cornerstone of Christian belief, serving as a source of inspiration, hope, and assurance for believers throughout history.
Oh, come on, praise the Lord, everybody.
This song simply talks about how he sacrificed his life and died on the cross for our sins. Come on, quiet, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus.
Well,
he died
that we may have eternal life. Way back. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Ross.
Jesus, oh Jesus,
he died
on the cross, on the Calvary.
Jesus.
Nikki Ross. Well, there's not a friend like the...
Yes, family. Yes, family. Yes, family. Jesus died that you and I may have life. You know, a few weeks ago, my pastor preached a memorial, and he referenced to some of the other memorials that he has preached throughout his ministry. And one of the topics that he spoke about was because he was very, very close to one of the gentlemen that passed away. And his topic for that memorial was, where would you be in 7 days? And the reason why he spoke about that is because the mother passed away. And then a week later, the husband passed away. And as he's been speaking about several different memorials, the question always comes back, where will you be in 7 days? The memorial that he just preached a couple of weeks ago was for a young man. And you know, we have friends and family, and we always say, I see you tomorrow. I see you next week. I see you later. But the question is, where will you be in 7 days? I'm your worldwide host, hanging out with you on this special edition of Holy Week, Resurrection Sunday. Make your way to the house of the Lord. Make your way to the church. It is not a commercialism holiday. Do not believe it. Do not let anybody get you to believe it. It is Resurrection Sunday. Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins that we may have the right of life and the forgiveness of all our sins. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. Tonight, you've been hanging out with me on the bridge between just living and purpose. And remember, family, no matter what you do, there's nothing greater than living for the Lord.
I've celebrated, sweet drink I've tasted, they come and go.
guys to remember who God is, all right? Remember that he is the greatest. Remember that he has all power. And remember that he never has a bad day. So it doesn't matter what it looks like or what you feel like. How many know that God is still in control? Hey, if it's great.